I see Brett Tanner's with us. Hey, Brett, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
Brett's got like a crazy, I can't really see what, does that say the chamber plan on your background, your virtual background?
It does.
Excellent.
That's cool. And you're, are you talking into your computer?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll go with that.
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Yeah, just get a little closer.
Yeah, if you get a little closer, yeah. It's a little bit muffled, but that's fine. Brett Tanner, for a long time, has been a friend of this program and a supporter of us as well. Tanner Financial Services are the people that bring you the Chamber Plan. And through the pandemic, if you go to chamberplan.ca, you can really see that the Chamber Plan, uniquely positioned to make life better for anyone that's part of it. As we've said many times, there's 30,000 Canadian businesses, including ours. And it all started with a meeting with Brett Tanner in a golf game. How you doing there, kid? You all right?
Good.
Oh, that's
good.
Much better.
Is that better?
Oh, my God. That's so much better. How are things in the world of Tanner Financial, and how are things with you? And then we can talk about the plan.
Things are good. When you look at everything that's going on, I think we're quite fortunate to be in the industry we're in.
Yeah, the everybody we have on. I mean, Eric M was just on and talking about how COVID, the pandemic, has affected her, and everybody has a story. What is the story from your perspective? I mean, you guys are in the healthcare insurance industry, so how has it impacted the Chamber Plan?
Well, for starters, I don't think there's been a year where there's been as much contact with clients on a sort of regular basis. A lot of the particularly, the small businesses that we do insure a lot of, affected businesses like small restaurants and things like that. A lot of them have had to cut staff. Some have had to sort of terminate their plan temporarily with the plan on bringing it back when things sort of pick up. Some have reduced coverage. It's been a, very stressful time for a lot of those folks. We've seen some other stories where it's gone the other way, where people, delivery services and, other things where they're cleaning services or businesses have picked up, actually. They're actually adding employees. Even some of the tech companies seem to be thriving a little bit under this environment. But more than anything, we seem to be substantially busier without actually producing substantially more business.
It's interesting. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about how the pandemic is affecting claims, but I had a claim question, and maybe this will relate to what you wanted to mention. I hadn't been to the dentist since January, and in the last couple of weeks I've been to the dentist, I've gone to physio, I've had a massage. And what I thought of this recently, because I knew you were coming on, is that sort of typical where people hadn't used their benefits for a while and then all of a sudden there's kind of a flood of people when we got more comfortable, dentist office opened again, etc.? Has that, and I guess this is a stupid question maybe, but does that affect the plan in any way where all of a sudden no one was using it and then everyone was using it?
Yeah, one of the reasons the Chamber Plan and most of the carriers in the marketplace provided a sort of rebate of premiums for a few months, during the height of it in the first wave, was simply those practitioners shut down until they could sort of figure out how to provide services in a safe, effective way. So, knowing that people weren't going to be using them, we provided significant refunds on the dental, 50% of the premium, and then a percentage on the health because the paramedical practitioners weren't sort of up to speed. So the hardest thing is sort of trying to figure out, particularly renewal coming up for our program, and we see it with the other carriers. A lot of them are sort of you would think actually renewals would come in at zero or less because of lower usage, but after you sort of figure out the rebates and so on a go forward basis, there has been some catch up. So it's really tough to figure out how is that number going to look sort of medium and long term. we know for sure. I mean, if you talk to any friends that are dentists and so on, you know, they'll tell you that they can't get to full capacity, being able to pump through as many patients as it could before, just the protocols they've got to follow in between patients. And the same with, you know, I've got a friend who owns some paramedical clinics, and the same sort of issue. You know, they're up and running and they're busy, but again, they can't get through quite as many people because they've got to, you know, they've got to sanitize rooms and do things in between that you know, beyond what they would have normally done in the past. So we expect claims to sort of be down. You know, we're pretty sure we're going to have a, you know, fairly soft renewal, you know, for the program this year, because overall claims will still be down. But as a nonprofit, you know, we've got to make sure we're responsible in terms of figuring out how much, you know, those premiums will be to cover claims next year, because let's say the vaccine is here in the spring and you know, people are definitely going to catch up their dental work if they were afraid to go during COVID. You know, people are we're seeing usage back in
No, I think people are becoming more comfortable. I know I am.
Massage. Freddy. Yeah. People are going to get massages again. Like, we're seeing the claims come back. And
yeah.
One of the byproducts that people keep talking about, or you keep hearing, is, you know, and it springs from the, you know, the what do they say? It can't the remedy can't be worse than the disease, so to speak. What about mental health?
Yeah, and I mean, that's the other thing. So while claims might be down a little bit on the paramedical side, mm-hmm. or you know, physio, chiro, massage, claims are up on the mental health side, and we suspect they will be for a little while. So, you know, for hopefully a lot of firms had EAP, Employee Assistance Plan, which provides counseling for people, particularly because, you know, the stress levels are, you know, I mean, you read about it, you see it in the news all the time. Everybody's talking about, you know, the stress levels are higher for people, but they really are. I mean, we're seeing more claims, you know, based on mental health, psychology claims, claims for, you know, using their EAP program. Certainly that falls into the category, too, for people's ability to be effective at work. So if they're stressed, you know, their level of effectiveness and you know, absenteeism is an issue always, but I think, you know, people are burnt out from this.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, there's a real sort of, you know, you hear the term now, it's kind of new, but COVID fatigue but it's real.
Yeah. Well, I think what's fatiguing is, you know, it's such a multi-layered, you know, cake, if you will, because there's the overall stress of the societal, you know, turmoil and wondering, you know, what's going to happen globally, but also personally. I think you make a great point, Brett, that people in their jobs are, you know, a little bit off kilter. They're doing their jobs in a place and a time in a way that they're not used to. And it's interesting that the Chamber plan is covering these mental health issues. It's available there. The information is at thechamberplan.ca. What's that acronym you used? EAP, Employee Assistant?
Employee Assistance Program.
And all of that is covered and easy to submit claims. Go ahead, Freddie.
No, and one other aspect of this, and I'm sure travel, the situation people are in. What is your advice to somebody traveling, especially to the United States? That's, you know, that's the first go-to for Canadians. How does that affect health insurance while you're traveling with the COVID dimension? Because treating it here is different than treating it in the States. What's the situation?
Well, the one part that sort of defies logic for me is, you know, there are a significant number of people going to the States. And to some perspective, you know, there is a little bit of overkill in terms of, you know, how severe this is and so on and so forth. And, you know, you see the different mentality, say, in Alberta. So obviously their case count's through the roof because they just, you know, they've got that sort of almost like a U.S. Trump mentality, like we're not putting our mask on kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. How's that working for you, Alberta?
Looking at the numbers, and I've been looking at it. I mean, we have a place in Broward County. So, you know, I've been comparing the numbers in Broward, and they're they're bad, but they're not significantly worse than, say, Peel. So you start thinking about, and we've had a lot of clients call us and say, listen, we're still going. If I've got to be isolated right. at home, I might as well be isolated in my condo in Florida and hit the golf course. So what's really great about the chamber plan is it still covers them.
Right. Oh, that's the key.
That's the key.
The issue is, and this is the part that I think people aren't taking into consideration, is if the hospitals are full down there, who gets priority?
Yeah.
The American or the Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
So you might have coverage and, we'll pay the claim, but you've got to make sure that the area that you're going to go to, I mean, that's the one thing I would sort of caution people is to actually investigate to make sure the hospitals where you're going aren't at capacity to the point where you're not going to be able to get care. That's the bigger concern, I think. And, mm-hmm. and if you're pretty sure you can get decent care and, obviously we provide the coverage on the back end, then, you do what you do. But I think people aren't really taking that into consideration. They think, well, I've got coverage. I'm good to go.
Mm.
You may have coverage, but if you're, waiting in a tent in the parking lot.
Yeah, I know. Now, I've told the story 1,000 times. I have the chamber plan. We do, I should say. And the insurance that covered me and my hospital stay was just, the Cadillac version. It was unbelievable. And I tell people now, it's funny. I had this conversation recently with somebody who didn't know I was in the hospital. And, of course, the first question any Canadian asks is, did you have insurance? And then when I tell them about the extent of insurance that I got, the travel component that the chamber plan has, 180 days, and correct me, no worry about pre-existing conditions, including if I went back down now, during COVID, we're covered. Are you covered if you've had COVID, though?
Yes. Yeah. We still have no pre-ex, and we still have unlimited coverage. So, what's kind of interesting too is some of the other carriers have good coverage and reasonable coverage and so on, but a lot of people don't necessarily look into this correctly when they're going away. So, especially if they're buying like top up or they think their credit card's going to cover them, they should be looking at like some of the plans, for example, that are out there might have an exclusion for areas with travel advisories.
Yeah.
Guess what? Florida's under a travel advisory. So if you go there and you're out of country doesn't cover, based on a travel advisory, you got a problem. They're not going to pay. So, and let's mm-hmm. face it, if you get hospitalized for COVID, it's a six-figure bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what you said, if I may, Fred, what he said about going to a place that may not have room for you, that may have hospitals at capacity, so sure, you can be covered by the chamber plan, but that's another thing I'd never considered, Brett, until you mentioned that that is something to think about. Especially where Canadians go, which is fairly populated areas. It's not like we're going to go to, Minot, North Dakota. Although that's also a bad spot.
We've had, a number of clients call, and I was listening to the show the other day, and that your other host and sponsor Sherpa's down there now, and there's a lot of people that are going down there. There's a lot of Canadians who work remote for a couple months of the year from Florida that might own a business or but the reality is that you've just got to look into some of these other things to be sure.
Right, things you wouldn't consider.
We've had significant inquiries, and that's maybe why we've sort of considered all these things, because, the people that normally go, I would still say a third of them are going. I wonder what the true number might be, but based on the sort of calls that we get from clients that normally go, probably one out of every three says they're still going to go to some, sort of extent.
Are these people that own down there? Or not necessarily?
No, not necessarily.
The equation I've been using lately, and I completely understand that, especially if I owned a place. I'm going to be 65. How many more winters do I have to really enjoy myself going south? I don't want to throw one away. You know, so I completely understand why people are doing that, especially, I mean, the Chamber plan. It's amazing. As you said, a lot of other plans would look the other way. You've got coverage with Chamber plans. I wouldn't hesitate, to be honest.
Well, and also what you were saying, Brett, about people going to places that they own that they can work remotely. And if you're going to isolate here, you might as well isolate somewhere where you can, you know, step outside go for a little game of golf as opposed to shoveling your sidewalk.
we've talked about it at home. I mean, you know, the option of us going down. I mean, we haven't been to our place since January last year.
Oh, wow.
And you know, you sort of sit there and you go, well, you know, it'd be nice to go down. But the reality is that, you know, the biggest concern I have is the flight.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get on the flight. How safe are you going to be on the flight? And then once you get there, you know, okay, so you've got to go get some groceries and whatever. But once you're in your place, you're pretty good. And if your activity is something like golf, for example, I can walk to the course from my place. Tee off. They're sanitizing the cart. There's probably not anything safer to do than go out and golf. You're outside. You're definitely 6 feet from anybody else. So, you know, I can see why a lot of people are going.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the Sherpa, and you know, Tim checks in every week. He does business in the States. And, you know, we've talked to him. He's basically having that experience. He isolates. He only sees a few people. It's not much different than, you know, than what we're all going through here. Just going to let you go here in a second. Before we do, though, I don't know, and we'll just talk in code. If you need us to do that thing for you, we're ready anytime you are. So don't hesitate to ask, and we'd be happy to record it to help you formulate the message. Just let us know whatever you want. We're here for you, okay?
Perfect. We'll get to that shortly. And, you know, good to see everybody. It's just been a busier than expected fall.
Well, thanks again for your support, Brett. And as I said, look, whatever you need from us, we're both ready to record. Whatever you want from us, let us know, okay?
Perfect.
All right, man. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. By the way, Brett, this isn't a formal appearance, but on the 24th, I'm going to send you a note. On the 24th, we're doing our last show of the year, and what we're doing is giving out a special Zoom URL for fans and friends and sponsors and guests, and we're just going to all just kind of, if you want to pop in that morning, say hi to everybody, and you know, wish everyone well, they'll wish you well. It'll be just a series of well wishes.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Brett. There's Brett Tanner.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, my friend.